Hi, I'm your host, Brendan Kelso, law grad turned law firm marketing specialist, and you're listening to the Better Law Firm Marketing Podcast. Now, in this episode, I'm going to summarize the advice I gave on a recent coaching call. Now, this could be useful for anyone who's thinking about starting a new law firm, and that's exactly what this client wanted or is doing. And so I gave advice. Now, there's obviously a lot involved in starting a law firm, and I'm not going to be covering everything. I'm going to cover the things that I understand and the things that I advise people on. That'll be things like online marketing, websites, SEO, Google Ads, email marketing. I'll talk a bit about getting referrals. Now, basically, I gave this client advice on how to start getting her first clients, especially online. All right, so let's just dive in. Now, she had already picked her law firm name and she'd already registered her website domain. Now, some people do come to me on coaching calls and they haven't done that yet and they want advice on, you know, how to pick a good law firm name. And that's something I help people with. Quite often, it's, you know, your surname is going to be great. You can just do your surname and then just add on the word lawyers. And that can often be perfectly fine. But look, we can always talk about that. If you do want help with that, you can always apply for a coaching call. But pick that law firm name, get that domain registered. If you're in Australia, for example, get the .com.au ideally. That's preferable. Now, once you've picked your law firm name and you've registered your domain, then I really suggest that you get registered on Google My Business ASAP. Okay, that's how you can get on that map pack. So if you were to search for a family lawyer, you know, in your local area, you'll probably see the map pack first, or you might see some Google ads first, but then you'll probably see the map pack. You'll see the top three businesses for that service, according to Google, and you'll see their Google reviews, and you'll be able to just call them straight away, or you can go and research more information. But for a lot of people, they're just going to pick someone out of that top three. Okay, so obviously you want to be visible. So ideally you want to be in that top three. So you've got to register on Google My Business. They're going to send you out a postcode usually, a postcard usually in the mail with a verification code. You can just have that sent to your home address if you don't have an office yet. Once you're verified, you can remove your home address if you don't want people finding out where you live. And then you can just have no address at all for a while if you'd like until you get an office. Now, start getting Google reviews ASAP. Okay, once you're verified, get Google reviews. You can even just get them from friends and family. If you're allowed, you know, contact previous clients, even if your old boss will let you get Google reviews from your clients, that'd be great. But you just want to get Google reviews. We want people being honest. So, you know, if you're if one of your friends or family members give you a review, we don't want them pretending that they were a client of you, of yours. They can just leave, you know, a 5-star rating with no review at all. Or they can just leave a review saying, you know, how much of a passionate lawyer you are and how good you are to your clients. Something that's honest and truthful. You just want to start getting that number up because Google reviews do help generally with your ranking on the map pack. So it can help you get more clients. And having a lot of reviews can also really help with just getting more conversions and more leads generated through the map pack. All right. Now, if you don't really want to have like an office and if the budget's a bit low, you can always just get like a virtual office or something. You can just rent out like a co-working space as long as they will allow you to use their public business address. You can probably get something pretty cheap, honestly. But if you've got a public business address, then you can use that on your Google My Business profile and you can have an address that's publicly viewable and that's generally favorable for SEO. It's generally not ideal to have no address listed on Google My Business. Some people argue with me about that, but generally, I would recommend having a public business address that's displayed on Google My Business and on your website, and you'd probably achieve that with an office and maybe a virtual office or a co-working space is ideal if you don't have an office yet. And sometimes it can take a while for you to find the right office space for you. So there you go. Now, the next thing, these are not all going to be exactly step by step, but they pretty much are. So you'd be getting registered on Google My Business and you'd also be thinking very seriously about hiring someone to do your logo and branding package, ASAP. Okay, so go and check out other law firms with logos that you like and maybe find out who did their logo. And you can always get in touch with me. I've got a few people that I recommend. But get some really good, get a really good branding package, okay? Unless you might be really good at this. Maybe you can do it yourself. most lawyers don't really have the skill set to do that, and probably shouldn't be spending the time trying to make their own logo. Okay. Photos. So get professional headshots and try and get ones that really sort of reflect, you know, your brand and your vibe and your personality. If you are super serious, maybe you should be getting really serious photos. But if you're not trying to give off that sort of vibe, maybe you want something with a bit more life and fun, then yeah, get photos that really reflect what sort of law firm you want to be and what sort of clients you want to attract as well, which is really important. Now, obviously in this coaching call, I gave this client some recommendations on who I would suggest. Now, as I've already said, there is no shame in stalking other lawyers and other law firms and getting inspiration about marketing and branding and social media marketing and just sort of getting a vibe of what's out there, finding what you like and what you don't like. It's going to be really good for your inspiration. Now, it's also a really good way for you to maybe get some good advice. So you might find some lawyers and law firms that you really look up to, and maybe you could reach out to these people and just say, you know, you're really fascinated in what they do. You'd love to hear their story. Do they have 10 minutes? You'd love to buy them a coffee so you can hear more about them. And a lot of people really enjoy talking about themselves. And if they take a lot of pride in their business and their marketing, chances are they're going to be pretty happy to talk about that. Maybe they won't, maybe they will. Okay, but it's definitely worth trying and it's definitely worked well for me. Now, social media, this client on the coaching call wanted advice on sort of what social media channels I would recommend. Generally, what I say to most law firms is Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Now, if you're really into making videos and stuff, then you should probably consider TikTok. Now, that is aging up a lot. Okay, from last time I saw, the majority of people using TikTok are now not children. So most social media platforms will age up. And so naturally, that's what TikTok is doing as well. So it's not just for kids who like dancing. So Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Now, don't just promote your services. Give people an insight into who you are. You'll find that the lawyers out there that really seem to grow on social media don't just sort of tell people about what they do. They kind of tell people about who they are. Okay. Now, LinkedIn is very much underutilized by a lot of lawyers. They tend to just use it when they just want to kind of let people know about their recent promotion or, you know, which is fine. But LinkedIn is so much more than that. It's such a great way for networking and meeting new people and creating opportunities for yourself and for other people. So I've definitely had a lot more success posting from my personal page. I don't even use the legal sites page. I've just got it there for formalities and people follow it for some reason. I never post anything from there. I might in the future. So, and LinkedIn's not just about B2B, okay? If you're in consumer-facing law, there's still great opportunities out there. I know lawyers out there who get clients who just need like estate planning services on, and they've been following them on LinkedIn. So you can definitely get clients from all types of practice areas on LinkedIn. You can definitely build up your network, but you can definitely attract clients through LinkedIn. Okay. Like if you are also like if you're doing conveyancing, there's so many mortgage brokers and real estate agents who use LinkedIn. So it's just a definitely, it's an underutilized space. The organic reach on LinkedIn is still quite good. So you can do a post that can do well and be seen by over 10,000 people, and you don't have to pay anything for that, okay? And there's just, yeah, there's so much potential still on LinkedIn right now. Facebook is quite a challenge. You'll probably have to pay money if you want people to see your content, and the same is becoming quite true for Instagram. Now, once your logos and photos are done, as I said, this advice is not exactly linear. But once your logos and photos are done, definitely get a website built. Okay, for most lawyers in 2022, they're going to need a website for their law firm. So I would advise against getting a website built before you have the logos and the photos done, because that's just going to be so crucial into setting the tone of the website. Now, I would suggest probably targeting or hiring a web designer that does the copywriting. A web designer that also provides SEO services to clients, Yes, that is definitely something I do here at legalsites.com.au. But if you do hire a designer who just kind of designs the website, but they don't do any web development, they don't do copywriting, they don't do SEO, you might find that you're going to have to hire a few extra people to fill in the gaps. And if you're starting a law firm, it can be a bit overwhelming. There's a lot of things you've got to do, a lot of things you've got to learn. So you might find that that could get a bit complicated. Or maybe you won't. It's probably all depends. But people generally will come to me because they like the websites that I've built. They want to get websites that get found on Google, and they want to keep things as simple as possible. So that's what I try to do for people. Now, once your website is live, I do suggest for most of you out there, Google Ads are probably going to be the best way to get clients through Google quickly. Okay. I'll rephrase that. Google Ads is the fastest way to get clients through Google, especially if you're a new website that's not ranking on Google yet. Okay. Now, once you start to generate revenue, then it's usually a good idea to consider SEO. Now, that's going to be great for a long-term investment. So you might even find in the future that your SEO is paid off so well that you're getting tons of clients just from the map pack and from, you know, blog posts and organic clicks that you don't even need to pay for Google Ads anymore. Okay, it's all going to depend on your goals, because there are clients out there who simply are not going to see your blog posts. They won't even look for your blog posts. They won't look at the map pack. They will just click on the first Google ad they see. All right. So if you want to maximize the amount of leads you can get, it's usually best to be doing both Google Ads and SEO. Now, this coaching call client also asked me about blog posts. Now, that should be included in your SEO services with whoever you hire. Okay, content creation for a website is generally very important for SEO. Google wants to provide people with the information that they are looking for, and blog posts are a great way of providing that to people. Now, blog posts can also attract backlinks. They can also be great for sharing on social media and for so many other things. Okay, so yes, blog posts, definitely important. Now, what was the other thing? So as I've said, like, online marketing, it's not the only thing you should be doing if you want to get clients for your new law firm. Good old referrals are still so important. Even in 2022, at the time of making this episode, I would consider building as many personal connections as possible with potential referral sources, offering to just get people coffee and just to sort of hear about people's story. And you'd be amazed at how many opportunities could come your way. Maybe even consider joining like a local networking group, like there's BNI. I'm pretty sure that's international. I'm not 100% sure. They've definitely got them in Australia. So BNI could be a good opportunity for you. Now, I'm just going through my dot points here. Email marketing was another thing we spoke about on this coaching call. As a lot of you might know, I definitely do email marketing. I don't send people a lot of emails. I probably don't even send weekly emails, but I definitely do it. If you go to legalsites.com.au, you can download a law firm marketing plan, and then you'll get onto my email list, and I will send the occasional email. And you know what? It's been very, very successful. It's a great way to nurture leads who maybe aren't ready to take action just yet. I know a lot of people will just sign up to get onto my email list. They don't really want anything. They just want to be on the list, and they just want to get an email from me every now and then. And when the time is right, that'll jog their memory, and then they'll get in touch with me. So yes, email marketing, I would recommend that you have at least an opt-in feature on your website so people can join your list. If you really want to maximize the amount of people who sign up, then you probably want something of value. Maybe that would be a downloadable PDF that provides some useful information to people, and then they might exchange that, or they'll need to exchange their email address in order to get it. Okay, you can just have a newsletter sign up, but generally that tends to not work as well these days, but it definitely can still work. So that is pretty much everything that I spoke to with this client. Yeah, so I hope that's been helpful. Now, just wrapping up today, please make sure you check out those episode notes. I've got some useful links in there. So if you want to get that law firm marketing plan, there'll be a link there. If there's not, just go to legalsites.com.au, you'll find it. You can also go to that website and apply for a coaching call. and you should see a link to some of our recommendations. So that's including great products and services that I'm very happy to recommend to you. Now, please consider leaving a 5-star review and subscribing. It really helps with the algorithm. Now, from what I can see, Spotify is allowing people to leave reviews now, which is awesome. So please consider doing that. And if you can tell people about this podcast and share it around on social media, that would be awesome as well. And finally, my apologies, it has taken me so long to do another episode. I think the last one I did was in December. I've just been absolutely flat out with work. And I'm currently recording this using my Apple headphones on a voice memo. And I'm hoping the recording is fine, because that should make the production a little bit quicker and easier. So hopefully I can get episodes out to you guys more regularly. So thank you for listening. Once again, my name is Brennan Kelso from Legal Sites, and I hope you have a great day.